Billy have been working hard.
Do you do anything?
I've carried this whole show.
And we've given them a little reward.
And I'm looking forward to the long weekend.
So this is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Fat, we've decided you have been in career worst all week.
Jim, that would be career best form. Of course, go Cats!
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But we've decided we're giving you the lemonade and sauce today, and we're diving back into the archives for some of our greatest hits.
And I'll give you some of my greatest hits, Jimmy boy. The goal after the siren, the kick over the silo, whacking Gary Buchanera and Ange Christou, if you don't mind.
Turn him off. I'm taking it from here. In this hour, we speak to Rosie Walton with some of the best feedback we've received during our winter break. Plus, we hear from my mate, the Chief, Jason Dunstall. And speaking of the Chief, next, we look back at my holiday in Bali, where I may have run into a couple of his descendants.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. And catch the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR.
I feel good!
So, Fat, we talked about it earlier. We were in Bali.
Yes.
At this amazing villa right down the bottom of Bali on the cliff. It was superb.
Oh, lovely.
But the bloke who ran the villa said, make sure you keep especially the villa bit at the front, which was where we were.
Yeah.
As in Lisa and myself. The guy said, make sure you keep your doors shut during the day.
Because? Well, you'll tell us.
Monkeys.
Oh, the chief.
Bill.
The chief. I saw you.
The chief. Chief's descendants.
Jim,
Bill.
Jim, you shouldn't have put that
Bill,
up.
Bill, I'm telling you, I'm minding my own business. I'm thinking of the bloke, bugger off.
Yeah.
Give me. He goes, listen, as long as there's no food, they won't bother you.
Yeah.
But sometimes they've been known to sneak in and, like, take a pair of sunglasses or, you know, valuables. So just keep the thing shut. So I actually had forgotten about what the bloke said.
Yes.
I'm sitting there minding my own business. Suddenly I hear this noise. I'm looking around. I said, what the hell is that? I couldn't see anything. And suddenly, this couple of little ones go scooting across the grass.
They go in early.
I'm like, there's a couple of monkeys. And then I look around the side, and that's the vision you saw on Instagram. Yeah. There was the chief.
I was
lazy as you know what.
Excuse me.
That's him.
He's just parked there with all little chiefs zooming around.
So he sent the little chiefs in first.
Little chiefs are all zooming around, and big fat chiefs up there doing nothing. And I am pissing myself laughing because it's not the chief, of course, because he's the silverback.
That's right.
He's the Ugandan, the big bastard with the hunched shoulders and the grey hair. So, but they all come down from the chief. So that's the chief's the big Ugandan. He's the silverback, but all monkeys underneath that are somehow related to the chief.
Little chiefs.
So these are little chiefs all zooming around. And we are having fun with them.
Yeah.
But the guy said they come in groups. So I don't know what a whole lot of monkeys is called, to be honest. Is it a pod or I'm actually buggered if I know. But they're built.
I'd know that.
There would have been 30 or 40 of them drifting across these villas on the cliff.
Just looking for food.
Looking for food. It's all they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're all different sizes. A couple of them are clinging onto their mum's guts, hanging upside down, all the rest of it. Anyway.
So the chief's been busy.
The chief's been very busy. He's splashing it about all over the place.
I think it's a barrel.
A barrel of monkeys. There you go, Bill. Yeah. I like it. Anyway. So what we're doing is we're sitting there watching all this happen, and then suddenly a smaller one, not that big, not
a baby,
not a baby, but it was about the size of a suburban cat. Suddenly starts getting a bit close to us. And I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And there's no food where we are, so the thing is, I don't know what it's on about.
You don't want to be bitten either.
Well, that's exactly right.
You get rabies.
The rest are all buggering off, but this one started to get a little close and a little aggressive.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there. Lisa's there, of course, got a couple of the girls there. Mm. So I'm thinking, righto, well, I've got to keep an eye on this one.
You're the big man of the house.
So it started getting a little closer and started baring its teeth.
Oh. Wow. What did you do?
Well, Bill.
You bolted.
As it's coming at us and baring its teeth.
Yes.
I'm up.
You.
I'm up and I'm clapping as loudly as I can.
Oh, you're clapping.
To say, you know, bugger off. Bill.
Yeah.
It's come at me again.
It has not.
With bared teeth. Anyway, so I thought, well, I've got to actually go at it.
So you do a bit of karate.
I've got to go forward at it. Because as soon as you show any weakness, little monk's all over you.
Which you've already done.
So, but Bill, I'm up and
at it.
And then I'm up and at it again.
Yeah.
And it's looked at me.
Yeah,
and then it's sort of half thought about it. And then it's turned around and buggered off.
Took off. Oh,
but Bill,
what a hero.
Here's the thing.
The girls, look at Jim,
Bill,
the hero.
This thing's only about the size of my cat. It's not a big monkey. But I'm thinking to myself, if it had come again,
yeah,
what would I have done?
You were out.
But I had a pair of bathers on. What am I actually going to do?
What happens if it was the chief, by the way, the big chief come at you?
Well, then I wouldn't have been as comfortable.
I would have been
going the other way. This is only a smallie. But, Bill, I honestly thought to myself, as it turned around and buggered off, I thought, what would I have done just a pair of bathers on?
Pooed in them.
Because I'm thinking I'm going to have to use the slipper.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
What is it with you and animals?
I'm going to have to play monkey soccer.
Just go whack, goal, back of the net.
Send it flying across the lawn.
Back of the net.
What the hell else are you going to do?
There must have been something he's sure with.
Occurred to me later.
Oh.
Well, because when you don't think in these moments.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. An owl, you see owls all the time. The kangaroo
tried to turn him, but to pick up a stick.
You and animal.
Well, I don't know, but this little monkey, I'll tell you, he was lucky. That's what it was.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise. You
actually have never been wrong.
As usual, tough talking when there's no sign of Jason.
I don't need to be worrying about whether he's there or not.
You know he doesn't like
He
that.
Likes me and he likes that.
He hates you.
He loves me.
And he hates hearing that stuff on the radio.
I don't think he does.
And he even texts you on Saturday on the Saturday Rub.
Keep up the good work.
What were the three words he used, Jim?
That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
Keep up the good work.
So why are you
Jim,
so tough when he's not around?
Well,
you're
because
so tough.
We're mates and I'm not intimidated by the chief.
You're not?
No.
We have a phone caller. His name is Jason Dunstall. He's on the line now. Chief, please.
Hello, Bill. How are you going?
Great to hear from you. You're one of my favourites. I love you on the TV, and you're one of the great goal kickers of all time. And I'm sorry about my friend James.
And my favourite too, Chief.
Great to see you, Bill. We haven't caught up for a long time.
I know. It's been a while. What have you been doing, mate?
Oh, just kicking around the traps, mate. The season's going very, very quickly, isn't it?
Chief! It's your old mate. Do you follow me on Instagram, Chief?
Any other questions, Bill? What
yes.
else is going
the
on
bounce. I'm enjoying the bounce. I love the way you go with the bounce and the boys. Gee, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, we all just try to have a laugh, mate. Most of the time we take the mickey out of ourselves as opposed to attacking other people.
Yeah. People do that, don't they?
And they do.
It's a bit of bullying, really.
Mate, the show is flying. Whenever you get given the opportunity to actually talk, the show is flying.
Yes. Going well. Do you listen to the Saturday Rub?
No, because there's a bloke on it I'm not particularly fond of.
But you never have been.
Yeah, Damo, we're not either. Chief, I ran into some of your family members. It's what I was referring to before.
Oh, he'd love to grab you.
Chief.
I don't think it's going too well. He doesn't like...
Do me a solid, Bill.
Hey?
Do me a solid. Just clench your fists and throw your arms around like mad and see if you connect with anything.
You got him one day, Chief, in the old studios. You had him up against the glass and he didn't like that, did he?
Well, let's just say I hope I run into him again in a confined space at some stage because he won't be breathing for much longer.
Chief, you also dangled me off the side of a boat.
Why didn't you drop him?
Oh, sorry, Bill, what'd you say?
Chief, people are going to be listening to this and thinking you're serious.
He is. Chief?
I love talking to you, Bill. I genuinely do. I wish you could get rid of that anchor that's tied around your legs, mate.
Speak about Rabs like that. He does his best work. Chief, we go back a long way, Chief.
Not far enough of the shit you've been carrying on with. You are dead to me, boy.
Yes. Mate, he keeps going too. He thinks he's funny and he keeps going with it. And one day you're going to get him. You're going to grab him and
he's
have your way.
He's the only one that thinks he's funny, Bill. And let me tell you, he's got a little bit of brine in him, dare I say it. They're happy to give it, but they don't like taking it.
Ah, yes.
Chief.
Spot on, Jim.
Shut up for a minute.
You don't like it.
I'm talking to the chief. Well, chief.
He doesn't like you.
No, you're not. I'm talking to Bill.
Yeah.
I know Chief thinks he's not listening when I speak, but he is. So just hang on a minute, Chief. We're going to take a little break. You simian animal.
No, Jim, no.
And there's something I want to play. He's listening, Bill. There's something I want to play to you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise. You
actually have never been wrong.
We're joined by Jason Dunstall.
Play it, rabbits.
Yes.
Hang on.
Oscar's in Mornington.
Oscar De La Hoya.
I just got told by the mum the other day, back in the Chiefs' heyday, he used to use mum's solarium. Used to come in once a week.
The Chief! You know,
the Big Chief Special, he called it, which was great. But one time he came in, got the Chief Special, didn't like the colour, so a bit too light for his liking, so he got the double sizzle, came out of it, came in real brown, came in nice and hot.
Jeepers.
And just said, you know what he said?
What?
Oh, two for one, thanks. The double sizzle for the price of one, the Big Chieftain.
Now, Chief, there's someone who just randomly rang our show.
Oscar.
I'm glad you played that, Bill, because that bloke could not be telling more porkies if he tried.
No, but you did admit.
And you know what the best thing is, Bill?
What?
Apparently he got picked up in the paper and it said Dunstall confirmed the story. What a load of crap. The only thing I actually confirmed was that, yes, I have been in a solarium. But that story was the biggest load of bogus of all time.
Apparently you had the Big Chief Special.
Oh, whatever that means. And a double sizzle.
The double sizzle.
What crap is that, seriously?
Also, I think I heard you say you were in the solarium nude, totally nude.
Well, that's how you get in the solarium, Bill.
No, you don't. You can wear little dicky swimmers.
Little dickies. You wear the dicky swimmers. Oh, Bill.
A little dicky swimmers.
That's too much information for my liking, Bill.
Chief, you went down the peninsula and jumped into this bloke's mum's solarium.
No, I didn't go down the peninsula, Bill.
No.
All I did, the story came up, and then I was asked, have I been in a solarium?
Yes.
And I said yes. That
all
is
right.
It.
So the you didn't, I believe you.
Fabrication.
I believe you. He didn't go down to Mornington, Jim.
I don't believe him.
He didn't go down to Mornington. He might have got one in Melbourne here. And Jim also told me that you don't get out of bed until 11 a.m.
Sometimes.
What do you do? Just sleep.
I love bed, Bill. I do love it. I'm a night person, so I don't go to bed early.
So what do you watch?
Hey?
What do you watch?
Well, sometimes I might just read a book.
Oh.
I might just turn the TV on in the morning and have a look what's going on and just enjoy sleeping, Bill, particularly during winter.
Yes. Yeah, the big bear needs his rest.
I mean, most of the work we do is nights and weekends and all that anyway.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I don't get up till 9, but 11's, that's a good sleep. All right, we better go.
Chief.
No, he doesn't.
You better go. Hey, Bill, great catching up with you, and we should have a frothy soon.
All right, mate. Good to see you. One of the best ever.
Chief,
Jason Dunstall.
See you,
mate. Good on you.
Enjoy
see
the
you,
Chief's company.
See you, mate. He hates you. He hates you, Jim. Absolutely hates you.
Bill.
Well, you better text him or do your best.
I don't think.
Yes, you will.
I couldn't give a shit about the Chief.
No, you're dead to him.
You know why I say that?
Why?
Hung up.
Because he's gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Here she is in a new building and new surroundings. Hose, good to see
it's
you.
It's a fresh start.
And a new beautiful top.
Not new, but thanks. Stripey. I'm going to do some feedback on while we're away because we're back from 2 weeks of holidays.
Right, yes, good.
And then we'll get into, you know, recent stuff.
Yes.
Right.
John O'Neville went somewhere interesting on his holidays. He sent us a photo. It says, it's like carpet burn, except it's on your, what is this, Bill?
On his cockburn.
Oh,
sorry. I couldn't read
he
it.
He went to a town called Coburn.
Coburn, Bill.
That'd be Cockburn.
No,
because they don't say it in
Coburn.
Perth. I'm assuming this is not in Perth, so it's Cockburn.
Well,
how would you
like
say
that.
It, Hose?
I'm a lady.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Cockburn.
So she says Coburn.
Thank you, Jono. Tristan Forrest messages, and he's not the first person to ask this, but he's saying, can you get Ross Noble back on your show? Because the meeting of the minds between Ross and Bill was something to behold. You can hear it on the Listener app. But that was extraordinary radio.
Yeah.
Have you gotten over that yet?
No, but he's not quite right, is he?
Oh, it's his fault.
And I'm up here, my threshold, whatever it is. And poor old Ross David Noble's down here. Been a bad day for the Nobles.
It was hilarious.
This came through from Alex Dean. I don't know what it is, but I'll read it out. G'day, guys. When I turned 18, the boys at work started calling me Craig because Alex is a baby's name.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Craig.
I don't mind that. Craig. As they say in the
States.
In the
Craig. Yep. Brett Kenny noticed something on Thursday night in the TV coverage of the game down in Geelong, and he wrote, GMHBA stadium lights must be too bright. There's a bloke in the crowd wearing sunnies.
Oh, well,
and Rabs, you went to Torquay over the break.
Yes, you're in Torquay. Mm-hmm. You drive out of Torquay. What's the first thing you see?
You go through the first roundabout and you could genuinely see the lights from everywhere.
See, Jim, they light up the whole state.
There was no power anywhere else but GMHBA Stadium.
No, they don't.
They do.
Bill.
They are magnificent.
Lights were on at the SCG in 1978.
Yeah, but they're low voltage. Rock and roll.
Yesterday, we moved into our new studios, and you, for the first time in I don't know how long, changed your computer screen, the wallpaper, from Lindsay Lohan, to what?
To a mark that I took over Gary Ablett. An absolute hanger, and Craig Kelly, and Gary Peart.
So you've changed your screen so you can look at yourself.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Well, there was a video put up yesterday, and we've had some feedback about that.
Yes.
Robbie noted that he's got multi-screen too, so he's got two screens. He's got, you know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't?
Well, and then I've got my computer screen. I've got three screens.
Three screens,
that's
brownless.
Like three phones.
Yes.
You can't have it. It's too many screens.
But David asked, do you need an office? Like, you need some personal alone time.
That's the other thing, Jim, because they stick out. And if anything pops up, the whole building will see it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just sometimes you hit a button and this stuff comes up.
No, it doesn't.
No? Not anymore?
Not for anybody else in the building.
Except you, because you don't know how to have
one of those hubs. I need a hub.
There's honestly so many layers that are wrong with this conversation.
Brendan Palmer noticed that in our beautiful new studios, good to see that PTJ still has his footstool.
Yes, I do. It's a bit high though, Hose.
I know. All right, we'll get you a new one.
What do you call that?
It needs to be a bit lower.
Footstool, yes.
And final message saying, welcome back to Bing Tang's Brayshaw and Protein Shakes Brownless.
Yes.
How many Bing Tangs did you have?
Well, I'm not a big beer drinker,
so
I have a couple.
Yes.
And that's about as many as I can have.
Each day.
I end up looking like you otherwise.
No, well, I get the
bloated guts.
Actually, I'm going down and you're going up.
Actually not
those
going
shakes,
up.
Are they working? Isolate.
What do you mean, Hose? You have to work with Bill every day.
Mm.
How long has he been talking about these man shakes?
Years.
Has it had one scintilla of impact on his body shape?
Well, I don't want to affect his whatever arrangement that he's got.
Yes,
but,
don't.
Mm.
But no.
Well, no, I actually haven't officially started till July 1, Jim. So I've only been going 10 days.
So what was the toasty that you got from?
I was in a rush. Don't talk about that. I was in a rush.
What about I haven't started since July?
July 1.
Well, I haven't. I've been putting on weight. I told you I fattened up for market, and now I'm losing. I'm on the downhill slide.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Hose.
Well, good to see you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story.
Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
Triple M. Finished the game Friday night in Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Hodge and I have to stay on a bloody half hour longer than Bristol and Richo. They bugger off as soon as they're finished in the rooms, and we're still on.
He likes to get away quickly, Brian.
Very quickly. So we sign off around 11:30. Hodgie's got his phone, shows it to me. It's on FaceTime. He says, how do you reckon these two are going? I look into his phone. There's Roughhead and Joe Ingles clearly been having a good night.
Oh, good on them.
Hooping and hollering.
Hooping?
He says, have a look at these two clowns. Anyway, they start piling into me. How are you, Roo's going, Jimmy? Club of crap. You're crap. I put up about as much of that as I was going to put up with, Fat.
Mm-hmm.
I looked down the barrel and I said to him, Ruff, stop dagging around famous blokes. He says, I was just about to say the exact same thing to you. Ingles starts pissing himself. Hodge starts pissing himself. I tell him to piss off, Hawthorn dickheads.
Yes.
He had a point.
Oh, he did. So you're hanging around Luke.
Well, I got no choice at least. Because we're working together.
So they all know Hodgie, and then they go, who's the bloke with you, Hodgie?
No, that's not what I think it happens about at all.
In that lounge you sit in,
I've got no choice. Roughhead doesn't have to go and dag off an NBA basketballer. At least I'm working with him.
Mm, that's true.
And it's about the same distance, I reckon.
What?
Rough to him, Hodge to me, is about the same distance.
Hodge was a very good footballer, premiership player, best and fairest, Norm Smith medalist, and tough.
That's it. All of the things that I am.
None of them. Not one of them.
Whereas Roughhead's not an NBA basketballer's freckle.
Well, I think he can throw couple of hoops.
No.
Downtown.
Anyway, I lost that one.
Yeah, you did.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy, greedy. Japanesey.
Talking about Cam Smith.
Yes,
Bill's fixated with the fact that it's just a weird name.
Well,
like, it's how can two sportsmen who are that good both be called Cam Smith?
From Queensland, two superstars. Right. Unbelievable, Jim.
So he wanted to go with a phone topic. Yes. Is your name Cam Smith?
Yes.
And we're not going to do it.
Why?
Because, Bill, you've got to have more to it than that. There's got to be more meat on the bone to it than that.
Haven't you heard some of our topics?
But I'm sure I have told you this story before. I'm not sure if I've done it on air or not.
Right.
Growing up, one of my really good mates, but he was actually my older brother's close to his best mate, named Mark Jones.
Oh, not Cam Smith.
And his dad's name was Fred Jones.
Right, Mark Jones, Fred Jones.
Yeah, so he's Mark Jones, seldom as we used to call him, because he seldom had any success after ours. His old man's name was Fred Jones.
Fred.
Got pulled over by the cops driving home from the golf club. The police officer says to him, "Can I see your license?" He says, "I'm sorry, I don't have my license on me." "What's your name?" says the police officer. "Fred Jones." Policeman says, "Oh, really? Oh, I suppose his name's Bill Smith. Matter of fact, it is." Get out of the car.
No.
Took them back to the station. Locked both of them up until Jonesy's mum came in and verified the fact that his name is actually Fred Smith and his name, Fred Jones, and his name is Bill Smith.
Oh, no.
That's unbelievable,
they
Bill.
They actually had to go and get proof.
From your mum had to come in the station.
Say, my husband's drinking. Name is Fred Jones. Hadn't been drinking.
No.
Just on the way back from the.
Pulled him in.
And his name is actually Bill Smith.
Got pulled in because they were lying.
Well, virtually. But they weren't.
But they weren't. They weren't. Yeah, exactly.
The cop thought these two smart asses. I'm going to go and lock them up. And that's exactly what happened.
That is unbelievable. Now, Bill. So, Jim, having said
there
all that.
There are actually seven Cameron Smiths who play professional sport.
Oh, the plot thickens. The plot thickens, Jim.
So what?
So I'm going with this now. Thank you, Rabs. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'm going with this now.
No.
1-3-3-5-3 Hants.
Hants.
Oh, I can't get excited about this.
Jim,
Hants.
1-3-3-5-3 Hants.
Hants.
Is your name Cam Smith?
No. You're legitimately going to ask
is
our
your
audience.
Name Cam Smith? And if it is, we'll give you a prize.
No. I'm very convinced.
And they can't make it up.
No. Oh, how are you
going to
prove?
Your name's got
to
be.
How are you going to prove that?
Because they don't lie, Jim, on our show.
No, so, lies, so 1-3-3-5-3, the question you're asking our audience is...
Is your name Cam Smith?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy, greedy. Japanesey.
The meeting attached to this show, we've got to wait until I get here.
Yep.
Because I got here today and the running sheet had already been prepared.
That's
and
right.
Down the bottom I saw, is your name Cam Smith?
Jim.
That was Bill's idea.
An easy topic for Monday.
Oh, no.
An easy topic for Monday, my friend. Is your name
at the best of days?
No,
Cam
he
Smith.
Is not. So 1-3-3-5-3. Bill's asked the millions of people that listen to our show.
Yes.
Is your name Cam Smith?
Well, it's Cam Smith Day because he won the British Open. Cam Smith was at the Melbourne Storm. And Rosie knows a Cam Smith that hosted the Bendigo Wool Show. So there's a lot of Cam Smiths
so
there.
So what are we doing?
We've asked for
we'll
Cam
go to Frankston?
Smith, and we'll go to Frankston and say, g'day, Cam.
How are you?
What's your name?
Cam Smith.
Really?
Yeah, funny that.
How come? How did Mum like it? Dad like it?
Oh, Mum liked Cam. My last name was bound to be Smith.
That sounds like bull to me.
No, I like it. I think he's
right. You've got to work out whether these people are telling the truth or not. So
I'm giving him a tick.
You say truth?
Yes, I think that's truthful.
Cam.
Yes.
Is your name actually Cam Smith?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, he's truthful.
Does not sound remotely like it's truthful.
To
Grovedale
and talk to Cam Smith. Okay, Cam.
Yeah, how are you?
What's your name?
What do you think it is? Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron what's your
who?
Surname?
Smith.
Oh my God. No.
No chance that's true. No. We'll get to the Basin. Move on. The Basin, we've got Cam on the line. What's your name?
G'day, boys. Cam Smith here.
Oh, no. What do you do, Cam?
I'm a primary school teacher in Bayswater, mate.
Righto. And
we watched about 10 minutes of highlight footage this morning, and I signed a few autographs.
Bill, I'm sure we haven't actually spoken to one.
No, the first bloke was. No. These two haven't been.
Lang Lang,
and talk to who is it?
G'day, Benz.
Who is it?
Cameron.
Who?
Cameron Smith, mate. How are you?
Cam. What is your proper name, please?
JB, I don't know how you put up with this. Seriously. What a joke.
It's the worst. We've been doing this 11 years. This
what
is
a topic.
The worst topic.
Terrible.
That we've ever done. But I like the fact that Cam is happy to admit he's lying.
Exactly.
Stay there.
Hey, it was worth a shot, boys.
Stay there, mate. You might still win. Yeah. We go to Rye.
Yes. Hello, Cam. He's lying.
No, it's not Cam.
Who is it?
This is Greg Dunn. I think you've got the wrong line, Bill.
Across.
What are you doing, Greg?
I'm just actually cooking a bit of chicken karma.
Chicken karma. Cam Smith.
I know. I heard of Cam Smith.
See, there you go.
One used to play for Melbourne Storm. We got one just winning the British Open in the golf.
Well done.
Life doesn't get much better, eh?
This is just going from bad to worse.
Greg's cooking palmers.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at this. We talked to Bruce, who reckons he's Cam Smith.
Brucey!
Bruce!
Yeah, mate?
What's your name?
Bruce. No.
He's not.
I rang in because I've got a Cam Smith that works for me.
Oh, where?
In Shepparton.
Oh, what's Cam Smith do there?
He works for me, Agnew's Plumbing Plus.
Oh, beautiful. Agnew's there you go. Plumbing. Pity he didn't ring in. He might have won a prize.
Exactly.
Bruce, what are you doing, Bruce?
What am I doing? I just fed the dogs.
I'm not sure I can put my name to this. Old mate from Quebec, he's just landed at the airport. He's listening going, this is a Metro Drive show that's asking the question, is your name Cam Smith?
Dale Thomas is texting, get this shit off the radio.
That's the worst.
And Bruce rang in.
And we asked Brucey what his name was. He said Bruce.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At noon o'clock. at noon. At midday. Jim, we got Jack Steele on tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to do a bit of homework a day or two beforehand just to get it all right so the interviews go well. And I was looking at a photo of him with Eric Banner. And there are a lot of nuffy celebrity supporters out there that just love footy clubs, don't they? Mm-hmm. Love footy clubs, Jim. Yep. So Eric Banner at St Kilda.
Yes.
Mick Malloy. Mad Tigers. Tiger. Even had the KB haircut. Remember he got that done?
That's it.
Cameron Smith from Melbourne Storm.
He is arguably the worst at Hawthorn.
Well, didn't you got on a lift and he had a Hawthorn scarf on and a Hawthorn beanie? You didn't really know who it was.
It was. And I reckon it was a final. And I remember looking at him and he's facing into the corner, head to toe in Hawthorn stuff. And I saw the side of his mush. I'm going, what do you think you're doing? Because all of our injured players were in the same lift and he was cowering in the corner wearing everything head to toe.
And then another time he was out on the ground and clapped the Hawthorn players as they ran out onto the ground.
On the ground. As an immortal.
He's immortal. But I tell you someone else you can add to this list. Aaron Finch.
I've got some issues with you because distracting the players. I mean, Hawkey's trying to warm up. Let him go. I know you're a Cats fan, mate, but what are you doing?
Oh, it's the big tomahawk.
You're a bit starstruck, Mitchie.
A little bit, yeah.
You just get lost in those eyes. He's a beautiful man, Hawkey.
He certainly is. He's in some great touch too as well, as a lot of the players are. So, hopefully it'll be a great game. I think both teams are playing exciting, aren't they?
But that was Saturday night down at GMHBA Stadium. He's out in the ground and he's trying to yell out to Tomahawk who's preparing.
Peter Siddle. North Siddle, Melbourne is another one. Justin Langer now on the board of the West Coast Eagles.
What about him? What about what he said about Joel Selwood?
I don't know.
Loves him.
There Blair. Are lots.
Who?
Ewan Blair?
No.
Actually, really good point. And probably Anson as well. Just complete nuff Geelong supporters.
Hanging over the balcony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dagging the players quieter. In the room.
He doesn't come out into the balcony.
No, because he's got a bit more class.
Yeah, a bit more mature.
Yeah. So actually, really good point.
Good segment.
There you go.
Good
Not segment. Really a great segment, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
Maddie, our superstar in the booth, got bored a while ago, Maddie Haywood.
Yep.
He said, oh, look, I can keep pumping out 15 to 20 minute idiot files if you want, or I could do something a bit different and put a couple to song. So jam an idiot file into a song just to sort of change things up a bit.
I see.
I loved it. I loved it.
I didn't.
Well, this one has been put to a song that Bill's somehow latched onto thinking it's craft.
Yeah.
And I think you'll enjoy it.
North Melbourne met with the AFL on Monday in its application
newsreader
for a priority pick. Should they get a priority pick?
Jim? You have a third go.
Should they get a priority pick?
Priority.
No. Should they get one?
I'm not answering the question until you say the word properly.
Should they get an extra pick, Jim, for being so bad?
No, don't.
So Longwood kicked 9 goals, 3:57, Jim.
Yeah.
Got defeated by Violet Town. Violet Town.
You wouldn't want to leave there.
No.
Violet Town.
And just have a listen. Someone else thought it was someone else. We'll just move somewhere else. Still carry on.
Two zip.
Yeah. Figure, power, figure. Absolute flaw.
Well, why did you put figure first and then power figure?
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis. No. Osteopubis. Can we get out of you what it is?
Osteoporosis. Causes bones to become weak and brittle, Jim. Anyway, we move on.
Osteoporosis, Bill. It's not even a hard one.
And it's a thesaurus joke, Jim. People send me in now. It's Oscar, I think, that rang in and said that his mum used to look after him with the double scissor sizzling.
Oh, no.
Monday night might have been one of Ben's worst performances of all time.
No.
Wow.
What happened Monday night?
This is yesterday.
Oh, that's yesterday.
Bill.
Jim, I tell you what, it sums me up.
It does.
The only way is up.
That is true.
I tell you what.
We're just waiting for you to sort of trend up.
You should have that on your tombstone when you die and get buried, Jim. The only way is up.
Why?
Well, it is, isn't it? You don't want to go down. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
As I always say, we either do an idiot file or an idiot song, and he starts contributing to the next one
straight away.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out his best one.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, there were none, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Jim,
yes.
I spent $7,000 on a black Angus bull, and I put him out with the herd to do a bit of his business, you know, Jim. Just to...
Yes, Bill. Yeah.
But he just ate grass and wouldn't even look at a cow. I was beginning to think I'd paid too much, and the bull wasn't worth it. Anyway, I got a vet to come out, and he had a look at him, Jim, and he said the bull's very healthy, but possibly just a little young. So the vet gave me some pills to feed the bull. One a day, Jim. So I started after a couple of days. Well, the bull did he get going, Jim. He started to service the cows within 2 days. All the cows done and dusted. He even broke through the fence, Jim. and shag the cows next door in the neighbour's fence. Don't worry about that, the paddock. He was going berserk. He was like a machine, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but, gee, they taste kind of
peppermintly.
Oh, no. What? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermintly. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Not only slaughtered it, but then got the word wrong.
Oh, it tastes real funny, Jim.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What is that? That what a disappointing way to finish the week.
What a way to finish. Oh, no!
The only button you could press, rabbits.
We're going to have an inquiry. You, me and Dan.
Peppermintly.
Peppermintly. That's what they tasted like. Oh, look at Flogville over there.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy will be back in studio Monday from 4 p.m. In the meantime, download the Listener app to take JB and Billy with you wherever you go. LISTNR.
I feel good!